Blog Talk Radio.
Let's start the show.
I believe in you.
Yeah.
And know the door.
You're tuned in to NSF Radio.
Back again, my brothers, my sisters, my family, my friends, my people from another mother. Everywhere you go around the world, we are here. We are live. We are coming to you in effect. We are coming to you with the truth, the sounds of truth. NSF radio show is in effect. I am your host, Brother Alfred, and our co-host is Brother Kofi. He's running a little bit late, but you know. But Kofi is always doing something in the community, keeping himself involved, doing something positive, reflecting on the time and what we live. And, that's a good brother there. You know what I'm saying? So we want to give a shout out to my brother there, first of all, and just let the people know that, we appreciate him. So let's give a round of applause. All right. Okay. But today, we are doing the second part two. We are doing part two. We are talking about the five signs of anger languages. Okay. Now, I say there's five. There's five that I know of that go into certain attributes and conversations with that. So we definitely want to be in tune to that. Be aware of it as well. So, I just want to let you know that, we appreciate you, and we definitely want to let you know that you are somebody who's important. So that's why when we do these series or we do these programs, it's to help you, because somebody out there is dealing with some kind of level of stress or disappointment, anger, depression, manic depressions, basically being a person with a toxic background or toxic way of living. And we need to be able to address that so that you can learn how to be a functioning person in today's society. Forgive me. So with that being put into place, we are constantly trying to make things happen. All right. So what we're going to do is I'm going to play the first clip. Listen to this real quick. It was from Dr. Daniel Fox.
Hi, my name is Dr. Daniel Fox. I'm a licensed psychologist in the state of Texas. And a lot of folks who have subscribed to my channel have asked me if I could do a video on anger. So what I thought I would do is that I would make a video on the seven types of anger. So why don't we get started and we'll get into it. And I've also created a questionnaire to help you identify which of the seven types of anger you have. And we'll talk more about that as the video goes on. So the goal of the video is to sort of, so we all can have an understanding that we all experience anger, but do we all understand it? Do we all know what's driving it and what's affecting it and how we're showing it and what some of those issues that could be associated with it? And the more we understand our anger, the greater control we can have over it. And learning more about your anger can help you to recognize it, control it, and manage it. Now, I will tell you about an anger questionnaire, right, that I created that can help you. And at the end, I'll talk a little bit more about that. And I also want to provide you with a link to another video that is on anger reduction techniques so that you could use this to try to have better control over your anger so it doesn't control you as much, and then also to empower you so that you can make better choices about your anger and about the behavior that follows or that drives that your anger drives that particular behavior. So what is anger? Now, anger is a feeling or a cluster of feelings, right? But it's important on how you use it, understand it, and act on it. And everybody has anger. Everybody feels it, from you, me, the Dalai Lama, and everybody else. But it's important that the more understanding that we have, the greater control we have over it. And when we have greater control over it, we can use it to empower us. And this is a really important component, and that's why I've created a video to help you reduce your anger, and also the questionnaire to help you build insight and awareness into your anger as well. So let's go, and we'll start talking about the 7 types of anger. Now, the first one that we're going to talk about is called passive-aggressive anger. And this anger, this tends to be an indirect expression of anger. Like it can be subtle insults, it could be stubbornness, you intentionally don't finish activities or tasks at work because you hate your boss and you want your boss to get in trouble, or you want to frustrate someone else or hurt someone else. Maybe you purposely pick someone up a little later so they're waiting a little longer. That's that passive-aggressive anger. So it's an indirect expression of anger. And the next is called explosive anger. Now, explosive anger, there is a disorder in the DSM-5, and it's called intermittent explosive disorder. And what this explosive type of anger, is exactly as it sounds, is that there is a sudden episode of unwarranted and disproportionate anger, rage, could be a temper tantrum, that leads to heated arguments, physical fights, could be property damage, or threatening or insulting people. And with these, now to qualify for the disorder, now you can have explosive anger without meeting the criteria for intermittent explosive disorder, okay? But we don't want to get into too much of that because we're just trying to identify that explosive anger. But just as a quick aside, just if you want to go, do I have intermittent explosive disorder if I have explosive anger? Not necessarily, because to have the disorder, it has to be chronic. It has to cause what's called socioeconomic dysfunction. So your anger causes you to lose relationships, jobs, friendships, connections to others. Okay, and the disorder has to occur, these explosive episodes have to occur 3 or more times in 1 year. Okay? So that's for that intermittent explosive disorder. Now you could have explosive anger without intermittent explosive disorder. Okay? So now let's go on to our third type, and this is called hardened anger. And this is that anger that you're stuck in this quicksand of anger, I like to call it. And you have trouble forgiving others, maybe you hold grudges, your anger sort of percolates, right? If you've seen like old coffee makers and stuff, you know, it percolates. And that's what happens, is that you have this anger and it just percolates under the surface and it becomes hardened. And what happens is that you hang on to a lot of this anger, and it creates a lot of hatred, creates a lot of bitterness, and it's hard to let it go. So you're in that quicksand of anger that is pulling you down, and it's hard to move forward. It's hard to get out unless you know that you're in the quicksand. Okay? Now, the next type is called vengeful anger. And continuous thoughts, this is the type of anger that there's continuous thoughts of revenge, how to get back at the other person or get back at someone for wronging you, doing something that hurt you in some way. This is that vengeful anger. Now, the next type of anger is called chronic anger. Now, this is anger that you've been holding on to for 2 months or more, and you're angry all the time, and you're angry in general, and perhaps even when you wake up, you're angry, and your anger sticks with you all day. Long into the evening, you have very few moments where you're not angry throughout the day, and it's all this anger and all this frustration just underneath, and it's there. You're aware of it when you wake up. You're aware of it at lunch. You're aware of it in the evening. You're aware of it before you go to bed, and it's this anger, this chronic anger that you carry with you, and it's 2 months or more. Now, the next type is called incidental anger. And this can be actually a healthy type of anger. There are healthy types of anger as well. It's not all negative. Okay? So this incidental anger, this is that healthy type of anger, as I mentioned, right? And so you're angry about a particular event or situation, and the anger motivates you, okay, to get you to deal with it. It's this sort of this thrust forward into the situation so that you can change it. Okay? And how do you do that and use the anger as a motivator and not something that distracts you? Okay? So it's not something that gets you off course. It's something that drives you further on your course towards what has angered you. Okay? And it doesn't blind you to solving the problem. Pathological anger, unhealthy anger, blinds you. It causes you to have these provincial views where you're only seeing the anger and your mistreatment and your frustration. Healthy anger doesn't do that. It still allows you to have a greater focus. And this incidental anger is that impetus to drive you forward to solve the issue or solve the problem. And the last type of anger we're going to talk about, this is empathic anger. And now this is also a healthy one as well. And is that you're angry on the behalf of someone else. How they're treated, perhaps they're being tricked, perhaps you know a friend of yours, maybe he or she, their significant other has cheated on them, and you know about that, and you hate that significant other for doing that to your friend. That's that empathic anger. Okay. So we've gone over the seven types of anger, and I'll leave all the descriptions and all the details in the comments as well, so you can see that. I'll also put a link to the questionnaire so that you can answer some questions to see which type of anger perhaps you have more than another. It is common for folks to have different types of anger, more than just one, and some may be higher, some may be lower, and that's okay. Now, the questionnaire is not for diagnosis or anything like that. It's just to build your awareness, just to build your insight into the type of anger that you're experiencing. So I hope that you found this video helpful. As I mentioned in the beginning, I also created a video on anger reduction techniques, and I hope that you'll check that out as well. It's important to learn. If you try a few, and I've listed 10 10 anger reduction techniques, and even if you practice two or three of them and it helps you a few times, that's a great benefit. That's a great benefit. That tells you that you're able to control your anger and empower yourself with choice. And that's what my hope is and my goal for all these videos is to empower folks. For those who have borderline personality disorder or other personality disorders or those that have other mental health issues or dealing with different issues, I want them to be empowered to have greater control over their choices and how they feel and how they see the world. That is my goal. And I hope that this has helped you. I hope that you enjoyed the video. And thank you all very much for your time. I appreciate it very much. And if you enjoyed it, subscribe. Thank you again. And take care. Be well.
Hello, Brother Alfred, you there? If you're talking, you might be muted.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I had my thing muted. I'm sorry, folks. I am so sorry. You know, I done did a funny. But, yeah, remember, when we're dealing with emotions, we're dealing with there's good anger, positive anger, as well as bad anger. It's not all bad. It's how you use your emotions and you project your emotions around people and able to keep the energy flowing so that you can become productive, not recessive, and around other people, dealing with certain attributes. Now, the Dr. Fox did go into all the details of how to maybe deal with it. So if you want, you can link on to the description of the show today and just click on that, and it'll bring you right to his link, to his bio, and it'll explain to you about the seven levels of anger and his situation. Now, With that being said, we are, you know, what we like to do, remember, always at NSF Radio Show, we like to make sure we analyze it on our terms and our views and be able to put our opinion to what's being said to the people on that level. So I just want to start off with, see, okay, when Dr. Fox was talking about positive anger, and he's saying I see it as, when he means positive anger, he means use it as a motivator to push you forward in your task. Now, you may be upset at somebody, and because they said you ain't good, you a piece of crap, and you know, and yeah, that's gonna make you angry. But usually, you turn it around and say, you know what, I'm gonna prove you wrong. You're still angry. But you're using the emotion to able to motivate you to prove that person wrong, but you also accomplishing something. Whether it's a task or duty or a object or moving something forward or backwards, whatever the case may be, but you're using it, that anger, to motivate you to accomplish something that you were not ready, or you wanted to be ready to do, but now you're doing it, not out of spite, I'm gonna say, but you're doing it because, you know, you say, nah, what that person saying, it don't mean nothing to me, really. I'm gonna get it done and get it done right. So I don't know how else you can say that with that, you know, with the emotion on that level. Now, we also want to go into the other aspects of dealing with our emotions and our feelings, and what kind of anger projection that we show in our community. Now, the stimulation of the psyche is strong. You can actually project. Psychology teaches us that projection of emotions can be projected and harp on somebody like a disease. Your anger can project on somebody else's anger or project on their happiness and become and make a virus catching to person to person almost. And that anger can be transmitted through brain waves. And it's like, if you're mad, you can pick up on it. Even a person might say, well, I'm fine. You can ask them, what's wrong with you? I'm fine. I'm good. Just don't worry about me right now, all right? And they're giving you a little bit of a little sass, a little attitude about it. But they're, you know, they are angry. But you use that, you know, that vibe that, you know, you picking up because you knew they were angry. They didn't have to say, yo, I'm angry. No, you just knew. You walk into the room or a situation, and you can pick up that person is angry. The mental human psyche is so strong and so complex that we have to be able to analyze our emotions, and when we try to speak, we need to speak with authority and also with compassion to understand each other. And with that compassion and that authority, you can show a person another way of thinking or a better way of thinking or acting or how to deal with the situation that they're dealing with at that point. You know what I'm saying? So, but Cooper, what you think? What you heard from Dr. Fox?
Well, I mean, didn't hear anything that. I mean, I disagree with as far as some of the, you know, what he was talking about with each anger. You know, the different types of anger are always there. And I said, you know, I think even when you're talking about the different types of anger, I think, you know, we're even talking about different ways that anger manifests itself. And so, yeah, it can manifest itself in multiple ways. It can manifest itself as far as, you know, it can manifest itself as far as if we're looking at
you know, passive aggressiveness, for example, that was one, you know, or if we're talking about, you know, just take people outright slipping out or people having anxiety attacks or different things that happen. So there's tons of things that, you know, that if we're not careful with anger can lead us towards certain things. We had talked about that before, you know, where we said there's a, you know, one of the big things that people don't think about is, you know, are you being led by anger or are you leading anger? You know, anger is something that's there. And, you know, one of my favorite, you know, scriptures talks about being, you know, angry but not sinning. Sinning just means to miss the mark. It doesn't even mean you've done anything on purpose or you've done anything in spite. It just means, you know, you've done anything just because you're a bad person. If you're not careful, anger can take you to a place to where you are frustrated and upset and doing things just because you're frustrated. You know, anger can lead to sadness. You can get in a place where some people get so angry that they get sad and then they get depressed and then they end up committing suicide or something. You can do things where anger can lead to regression, where you've been doing really good and then all of a sudden you get angry, somebody's got a position you can't have, and now you start doing less, as he was talking about, but then leads to a place to where now you've created a new habit to where you just do less all the time. And because you do less all the time, you're not really able to do anything according to, you know, what you once were or the level that you once were doing these things. So it's just about what are you going to be led by anger or are you going to, you know, lead anger? Anger, like you talked about and like he talked about, anger can be a powerful tool. You know, anger can be something that causes you to end up being in jail because you're mad that somebody did something or said something, or that same anger can be used to say, okay, this is what happened. I promise I'm never going to put myself in this position again to where I can even get angry again because I'm going to come at the naysayers. And that's something I've had to learn. You know, sometimes you have something going on with your spouse, you have something going on with your friend, and you get upset and frustrated because they tell you about yourself. And even if they might have came at you what you consider to be the wrong way, it doesn't mean that they were wrong. So sometimes you hear what they say and you could either just be like, oh, I'm not going to talk to them. I'm giving the silent treatment. I'm done being a friend. Woo, woo, woo. Or, you know what? All right, I'm going to put myself in a position to where you can never say that about me again. And if you do say it about me, it's going to be so far off, or it's going to be such a small thing that you're trying to throw at me because of the way I've changed my life that it won't ever come up. So even anger should help us to create new habits, which I'm always big on. You know, first you got to change your passion. You know, you get angry if you're passionate about the wrong things too. So, you know, change what you're passionate about or learn how to temper those passions. And then after that, habits are next on the list. Because if your passion is right and if your habits are right, then your mindset is right. Once your mindset is right, even when you get angry, because you won't sin or miss the mark that you're aiming for. And people will even ask me, like on TikTok stuff or Facebook or Twitter or in school or whatever, they're always like, how is it that you seem to be so even keeled and this and that, and you don't ever seem to get angry? And like when we had Nub the Poet on Kofi Speaks and stuff, and we were talking, we both were saying, like, we get angry quite often, and we go off, and we have our own frustrations, and we wish we could say things that other people say, but then we come to ourselves and realize we're not other people, and what is that really going to accomplish? So I think you can go through a lot of those things when it comes to anger and once again see if you're being led by anger or if anger is leading you.
Well, yeah, that's the case of being. Now, you know, Doc, he says 7. I only discovered, the ones I know is 5. I know 5 languages of anger. Okay, now when you're dealing with those kind of angers, you know, like when you, some people might just, like I said, we walk away. So, you know, basically they have this emotion, the reaction to tell somebody that they're mad, they will literally, like, walk away from you. They will see you in a room and just go the other direction, you know. And even though it could be a day, a month, or year, anytime they see you, because of that situation or the circumstances or what was been said, they walk away. Now, you know, we segue into the basis of the subject today is walking away or stepping away from the situation. Now, we have a lot of people, when they do that, it's misinterpreted on the other party to understand what is going on. You know, because some people might say something, you know what, you still that damn dumbass kid, you know what I'm saying, or you still a pain in the ass, you know that, you fucking you pain in the ass, I don't like you really, man, but you know what, you lie sometimes. Now, that's sort of sly language given to you, but you know, you might receive that and have some, as some would say today, a lot of people saying using this term, feeling some kind of way. That's the trend of the word today, these days. I'm feeling some kind of way. And that emotion is reacting to the consequences of the situation or the words or affirmation or whatever the term you want to use is being broadcast to you. And the way you perceive it is different. It might be in an English way. But if you are in that situation and you do want to walk away, please use a word, a clean word, not saying being dirty and say F off. No, I'm saying communicate. Let the person know that they have offended you. Then complete your walk away. Give yourself some time to heal from that situation. Motivate yourself. And then put yourself into position so that you can able to deal with this person on a normal basis and let the anger subside and be able to let yourself be a level-headed thinker instead of being involved in a negative situation and make it sometimes grow into something greater. And you don't want that. So what you do want is you want to be able to express your emotions safely, constructively, and able to allow yourself to evaluate your level of thinking and make sure that you can proceed, because if you pulled off balance, you're sure to make a mistake. And you need to learn how to not let any of those mistakes come up in certain things or certain atmospheres. So what I want to go into, there is going to be some times where, you know, your anger starts to go out of control. And psychology and the DMC handbook was of psychology, they talk about certain levels of anger. Now, this anger is called intermittent explosive disorder. And intermittent explosive disorder is something that is chronic and that is something that is happens on a broader scale. And Dr. Tracy Marks, who is a clinical psychiatrist and therapist, has analyzed this. And through her studies, she's been able to do it in a way so that you can learn how to recognize the signs presenting to you. And it can be treated. Now, you can treat it with medicine and as well as regular therapy and have a constant progression forward and stop yourself from regression therapy. You can go through regression therapy and able to bring up the certain points in your life where this anger came from. Now, it can be chronic and it can be genetic as well. It can stem back as far as 6 years old. Even children can have this. That's what some might say is the stem of the cell or the genetic coding of the bully gene. Now, you know, they say, okay, you're a bully. And because you're a bully, you are in a mental status of thought of anger. And only way you can explode or present that your emotions to the people is in anger. So it's like you built in this face get stuck. You know, they used to say, mama, say, don't do that. Don't make that face. You get stuck like that. It's like that sort of presentation on a constant basis where you are presenting a anger emotion where your face is always look angry. You can be happy, and then your mind starts to freeze, and you always look angry. Like, what's wrong? Everybody's coming up to you. What? What's wrong? Now, this is from my studies and for one, but what I would like you all to do is let Dr. Marks come on and listen to what she has to say on the subject and what we are getting ready to do. So, you know, let's hear from Dr. Marks right now.
What is intermittent explosive disorder and what do we do about it? That's what I'm talking about today. I'm Dr. Tracy Marks, a psychiatrist, and I make mental health education videos. This video is based on several viewer questions, and some of the questions were around distinguishing it from bipolar disorder. Other people asked me about it because they were diagnosed with it and they wanted to understand it better. So before I define it, let's look at an example of what this can look like. And this is adapted from the DSM-5 casebook. Joe is a business executive. His wife, Sally, insisted that he see a psychiatrist for help with his anger. His wife told the psychiatrist he was impossible to live with. Sally said Joe was always high-strung, but over the years, his outbursts were getting more frequent and intense, so she feared he would start getting violent with her or the kids. Their most recent argument began when Joe came home after a hard day at work to find that dinner wasn't ready. Instead, he found Sally soaking in the tub reading the newspaper. He exploded and launched into a tirade about how bad of a wife she was. When she tried to explain how she had a long day and needed to de-stress, Joe cursed at her, threw his shoe, and broke a chair. Terrified, Sally scooped up the kids and left. She put on her clothes, though. She then told Joe he would have to get some help or she would leave him. Joe said his blow-ups began in childhood, but really didn't become a problem until he was around 13. And then he had frequent fights with classmates and had to go to the principal's office a lot. Currently, Joe was having 4 verbal outbursts a week, and about every other month he would break something. The last time he threw a computer and punched several holes in the wall. He said that he never hit anyone, and these blow-ups only lasted a few minutes and then he'd feel better. As for alcohol, Joe drank occasionally, but not really on a regular basis. He was never drunk or tipsy when he got angry. In fact, alcohol tended to make him more mellow and actually make him explode less. So that's one way that this can look. Let's look at how we diagnose intermittent explosive disorder using the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, the 5th edition. You have recurrent behavioral outbursts that are a failure to control your aggressive impulses as manifested by either of the following 2 scenarios. 1, you have high frequency, low intensity outbursts, and the low intensity would be defined as verbal aggression like temper tantrums, tirades, verbal arguments or fights, or physical aggression toward property, animals, or other people, but the physical aggression does not result in property damage or injury to someone. So in this case, the physical aggression could be pushing or grabbing your clothes. As for frequency, they occur on an average of 2x a week for at least 3 months. The second scenario is that you would have low frequency, high intensity outbursts. And in this case, the high intensity would involve damage or destruction of property, physical assault that does involve physical injury against the person. And as for intensity, it would occur around 3 times in a 12-month period, so much less often. Other criteria is that the magnitude of the aggression is grossly out of proportion to the provocation or any other triggers. You have to be at least age 6, so this can be diagnosed in children. In fact, it often is. The outbursts are not premeditated or intentional. Lastly, the aggressive outbursts either cause a lot of distress for the person or a lot of problems with your life, with your work, the way you relate to people. You may have financial or legal consequences. So this is not having an anger outburst that lasts you, that ends up landing you in a couple of arguments a few times a year, or putting your fist through a wall 2x when you're drunk. These are outbursts that are way over the top because the action doesn't match the situation and it causes serious problems for you. A few commenters questioned if their anger could really be bipolar disorder, and there's so much more to bipolar disorder than impulsivity and anger. In fact, not everyone who becomes manic and impulsive is angry. I did a video breaking down the details of mania and hypomania so you can better understand the complexities of the disorder. And I'll link to that video in the corner and in the description, but suffice it to say that the anger outbursts that you get with IED are more extreme, much more extreme, than what someone experiences with mania or depression. But you can have bipolar disorder and IED at the same time. When does this usually happen? It usually starts in late childhood or early adolescence. It rarely starts after age 40. Now, that doesn't mean that someone can't start having a lot of explosive anger after 40. In fact, there are medical illnesses like epilepsy and other brain disorders like stroke that can cause personality changes that may lead to this kind of behavior. But in that case, it wouldn't be called intermittent explosive disorder. It would be a behavioral disturbance due to whatever the medical condition is. This disorder does run in families, so if you have a first-degree relative, like a parent or a sibling with it, you are at a greater risk of having it. What causes it? We don't know exactly, but people with IED do have abnormal functioning of the brain chemical serotonin, and they have a hyperreactive amygdala. The amygdala is a structure in your brain that helps detect fear and threat level. What do we do about it? The two approaches are therapy and medication. The therapy would focus on building skills and improving coping mechanisms. You'd also identify triggers as best you can and then learn different techniques to process your aggression in a less destructive way. Medications can be serotonin-enhancing antidepressants like Prozac or even mood stabilizers, and some people have responded well to beta blockers like propranolol, which is a blood pressure medication that we use in psychiatry for anxiety and impulse control problems. If you're interested in anger in general and the source of it, watch this video that's showing up right here. For more information on mental health education, subscribe to my channel. I publish videos every Wednesday at 9. See you next time.
All right. So thanks, Doc. I appreciate you giving us that information. We can definitely use something like that. Now it's time to analyze. So get on to it. Let's analyze. Let's dig into it. Okay, Brother Kubi, now have you ever heard of intermittent explosive disorder before, or IED? Brother Kubi? Okay, I think we just lost him for a little bit. Now, when we're dealing with this IED situation, if this is something that is can show up and can be presented to you, on that, but you got to learn to see the signs, look at the triggers, and able to learn how to get the help that you need. Now, I want to go into the next part. Listen, we're going to say this. It's that time. It's 1:39 p.m. on the East Coast Standard Time. You know what time it is, where you at. So listen up. We're going to give you the facts. All right, right now, I want everybody, if you have a question about today's show, please feel free to call us at 1-516-418-5805. That's 516-418-5805. Please call in right now. We're going to take a little commercial. And listen, all right, we got our brother that comes on every Monday and Wednesday, the man, the soul, the lover, the love doctor, I call him, you know, King Cam. And you definitely want to tune in every Monday, every Wednesday, all right? That's 10 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time to 11:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And 12:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So just come on, tune in. He's got music, entertainment, and much more. He's definitely somebody you want to listen to.
You're listening to Midnight Oil with King Cam on NSF Radio, where you get music, motivation, and more.
All right, best brother King Cam, listen up, we're going on. Also want to give a shout out to my brothers and sisters out there at Mosaic Jewelers in Chicago. Mosaic Jewelers is the number one jewelry. Trust me, I got some bling bling. Hey, I'm still a black man, so I got my shit on that way. So trust me, I definitely will be making my payment on time, and it's always on that way. So. So it's a, you know, anyway, also want to let you know, every Saturday from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are having the comedy hour. You can laugh, you can cry. We got the classics like Richard Pryor, Cat Williams, David Chappelle, Kevin Hart. We got Paul Mooney, we got them all on there. We even play some of the old skits back from back in the day for you right there, live and direct. We definitely get it for you. We got that Kingfest, Amos and Andy show comes on once a month. We put that up on there. You just listening to it like the old radio days. Just relax, sit back and tune and have a laugh and you know, and make it funny or make a funny face. You know what that means? Funny time. But funny time. But anyway, we, you know, we always want to keep that on there for that. Appreciate y'all on that. And definitely keep it laughing. All right, so let's get back into it. Now, when we're dealing with the emotions, dealing with the situation and how to deal with our feelings, basically on any level of thinking, we need to be able to adjust ourselves in the way we think, how we think and how we see things and all kind of attributes that, you know, we can use to, you know, subside to be able to function in a normal society. We've already gone into the basis of it all. We also have got into the key part of it all, you know, and we definitely need to be able to stay on top of this. Okay. So I really want you all to pay attention, listen up, and just, you know, keep focus and, you know, and just move it along as well. So with that being said, you know, we are NSF Radio and we are almost at the top of the hour. So it's out here on the East Coast. I want to give you all the lips to know that it's been sunny today with the chance of cloudiness out there on the field, you know. And it's definitely something we all want to make sure we keep our weather report on. Tune in out there. I do know it's supposed to be cloudy up in most areas, especially coming from the south going into the east. Definitely want to make sure you know that, you know, it's on and it's popping. Weather is changing. It is fall is officially here. And we definitely want to make sure that we are tuned in. Yes, the leaves are changing colors in most places, and fall's coming here, and so I'm going past. Halloween's approaching. Don't forget that also. We also want to keep on tuned on to that level of thinking. And, you know, just make sure, get them nice costumes for the girls and boys. Go out there, trick-or-treat if you want. All right, do something. Get out there. Be involved. Talk to your community. Just because the corona is here, there's always ways you can do it. Please take advisories that, you know, follow your CDC, your government's rules and regulations. Please don't violate that. Yes, express yourself and your feelings and your emotions, but like we were talking today, please be constructive on what you need to say. Be constructive on what you need to do. Be constructive on everything that you're trying to push out there and get things done. Okay? But you make sure you can still enjoy your life. But do it constructively. Thank you. I appreciate you for that. Brother Koofy, are you in the house, my brother?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that today. I'm having some issues now, but I'm here. I don't know what was going on, but yeah, I'm definitely in the house. What's up?
Man, I just got a quick question for you, man. So, you know that time is coming upon us. You know, so what's going on Koopy Speaks, man? What's the hot topic you got blowing up over there?
You know, we've been having a great time. We've been doing a lot of guests lately, and this week we'll continue to go through the same thing. We're totally going to try to do your time, each time, and each time, depending on how you look at time. We'll have we're going to do a little intergranding or cross-branding within the our own NSF Radio. We're going to have King Cam come on and bless us with his presence, and we're going to talk through some things. And you guys know already he's doing great things. So on the show, because we're going to have both of us sit down and talk through some things, and hope you guys will enjoy. We've had a great lineup. You know, T-Danger Love Years. We had Consciously. We had Love the Poet. We had the original Silver Fox. So we're going to continue to go on, and King Cam will be our guest this Saturday. And we're just going to talk through things and pick his brain a little bit more in a different way than maybe you're used to. So come on and check us out at 1 o'clock p.m. this Saturday.
Wow. Don't forget, Koofy Speaks is now going to be broadcast live on Spotify and Pandora. So if you got a Spotify account, you got a Pandora account, you can listen to Brother Koofy every week. It will be broadcasted. You will see his show be broadcast straight from NSF Radio. We will broadcast straight from you, right to your car. Wherever you are, you can always hear Brother Koofy. Brother Koofy giving that wisdom, the Shadow Band one, the number one one, the teacher, the educator, the motivator, the enlightened one. So get into it. Listen to Brother Koofy Speaks. So please, stay tuned. Yeah, okay. We're getting back into it a little bit. All right. It's almost the top of the hour, you know what I'm saying? It's, right now it's getting closer to there about that time. Listen, I want everybody to know, listen, we are doing this three-part series. We've done part one. We talked about words, name-calling, silence, you know, being silent with somebody, emotional and non-communication, that, like cutting them off, don't talk to them anymore because you're angry at them. Or block him on Facebook and social media and just saying, I don't want to mess with you. Don't look at my stuff. Don't let me, that kind of emotion. And today we've been talking about walking out or stepping away, which I personally say you have your strong suits and you have your weaker suits. What is your strongest way of expressing your anger? I want you all to type in the comment center right there. Go in the chat today. Also, don't forget, even when we're not here, you can always put a comment of the episode on the page, okay? Listen, you know, keep that going. You know, and we want you to be in tune. We want you to be involved. Let us know what you think is going on, what you think we need to focus on. So how can we help your family dynamic be better? What kind of problems are you having? So please give us a call. 516-418-5805. All right? So please give us a call today. And or better yet, listen to the show. And if you have a question, bring it on the next show. All right? Come on to the next show. Say, listen, I have this issue. I'm having this situation going on. Let us know. Also, if you want to get in touch with us on a weekly basis, you can always call us at the NSF, NS Fatherhood. .org and leave a comment in the contact section. Get onto that section there or go on to the NSF radio station's website, which is part of NSFatherhood.org, and you can leave a comment there about the show. No, just fill out the form, submit it, and we'll definitely get to it, and someone will respond back to you. Okay? Also, you can leave a comment on the website here, ourselves, right here, all live. Just go log into blogtalkradio.com, go into it, check in there, and pull the show up or episode that you like and you want to talk about, put down a comment, and we'll get back to you. So let us know. How are we doing? What's going on? And I also want to let you know, we are making a formal announcement that as of next year, we are trying to raise enough money. Because next year, we want to start the platform for SFTV. So we will be streaming in your house. You can see Brother Koofy maybe live on TV doing his show. You know, you can see Brother King Cam come on there live on your, like there in your show, to see the show live on your TV, broadcasting live to you. So here's what we're going to do. Please make a donation. Go to nsfatherhood.org. Make a donation today. And we can build up a good radio station with good content right there for you. Put that information out there. Put some programs out there for you. Maybe you might even become a star. So if you're looking to be that next celebrity, that next number one, to be out there and with the next hot show, give us a call. Contact us. We are answering and we are taking requests. You know, with that being said and what's going on right now, hey, Brother Koofy.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Yes, sir. So what's up, man? You got any advice for these people on how to deal with when they're trying to walk away from the situation and not be able to express themselves on anger? What do you think is some of the things that you think that people should be doing to keep their emotions in check and learn how to keep their head together?
Well, I mean, once again, I think it comes down to, you know, are you being led, right? Are you being led or, you know, by anger, are you leading anger? And there's tons of different ways, you know. There are some people I know you've talked about, you know, that you want to be careful with it, but, you know, at least for a little bit of time, if walking away, I know for me, I actually like going on walks, period. So, you know, going on a walk can be something that clears your mind, or I know you've talked about in the past, maybe we have to think this one through some, but maybe if you have to for a second, you know, if you have a punching bag, if you can go to a gym, if you can see, you know, do something at least for the time being to see, okay, what can I do to build up? You know, I know you talked about a little last week of how we got to think about the fact that we're using, when we're doing that, we're also using, you know, a negative thing to build us up. Therefore, we're holding on to negativity in those muscles and different things that we're doing. So those are things
right.
That we should look at. But also, you know, even if it's temporary, I would suggest, you know, that's better sometimes than cursing somebody out or better than basically punching somebody out. I think also, too, I talked about this before, where when I do a lot of counseling sessions or life coaching sessions, that something that people don't really do is, because we haven't been taught to really be proactive, we've been taught to be reactive, but so, like, whether it's with yourself or whether it's with your significant other, take time out to say, okay, I'm going to take time out and write out how I'm going to address certain things, or whatever your canon is, you know, if it's the Quran, if it's the Bible, if it's, you know, whatever sutra that fits you, if it's Confucianism, what Sun Tzu's Art of War, whatever you're using, like, try to find something that you live by. Once again, I've talked about this before, you got to see what your passions are, because sometimes if you're not careful, your passions that are not in check, you know, if you know what your passions are, the same things that you're passionate about that end up having you do great things can also be the same things that end up getting us in trouble and helping us lose control because
mm-hmm.
we're over-passionate. That's how you can have sports fans who will show up and cheer for you, and then at the same time, when their team wins, can literally tear a city apart. Because if your passion is unchecked, you can cause major damage. So you got passion, then you got to worry about, once again, your lifestyle. Everybody starts with their mind first, but the reality is that at first I got to deal with my, you know, I got to deal with that lifestyle or that passion first, and then my lifestyle. Lifestyle is your habits, you know. So if my habits are good, your mind will actually change because your habits are good. So, you know, put forth effort in having things together. How am I going to treat myself? How am I going to treat my wife? How am I going to treat others? If I'm upset or frustrated, how do I go about making
right.
sure that frustration doesn't turn into me, you know, tearing everybody or even tearing myself down? You know,
right.
have, and also too, good support system. You know, lastly, I'll just say this, there's tons of other things. It's not an awesome, it's not a close to dang near perfect, team is good on every level, because your team will come to you too. And if the team is built to where they care about you, you know, then what will happen is they will start to ask questions. Hey, you know, I heard you, you know, you seem like you're down, you don't sound like yourself. You were supposed to do this meeting at this time and you missed a couple of them, or you normally aren't late, but now you've been late 7 times in a row. Like, is there something that's going on? What can I do to help?
your family can be is obviously part of that team. Your people that you're hiring are part of that team. The people that you hang out with are part of that team. So those things are things that we can do to ensure that we are, doing things in a correct manner that allow our standards to not get low. When you have a team that knows what your standards are and doesn't allow you to go less than those standards, including when you overreact, you're going to always be in a better place and everything in life.
Well, yeah, seriously, you have to do that. Now, we can do is also think about this. When we come on the show, we need to be able to also give ourselves tools. We are giving you the tools today, so we want you to listen out. So just I'm talking to the audience now. I'm telling you now, we want you to know that everything we say, we use ourselves as a example first. You can't judge somebody else that you – if you never walked a mile in somebody else's shoes, how can we able to help you or be able to relate to you to make sure that your communication and our communication is going back and forth? So we want to say on behalf of the NSF Radio Show, we want to say thank you for being a supporter. Thank you for coming on here. We want to let you know that what we are saying is sound. Plus, we research everything we know. We're educated. Myself, I've studied psychiatry for over 20 plus years. Being a student minister, being a study as an imam, as myself, going to college as well, certified. I'm currently in school taking another psychiatry course at Yale University out of Butt, Massachusetts, and I'm studying that. I'm going into those schooling and educating myself as well. But Kobe is a professor and a teacher himself, vast majority of subjects. So we want to say appreciate you all coming in on today. My name is Brother Alfred. That's Brother Kofi. We're live in effect. We're here for you every week. Stay tuned for next week. Remember, next week, part three, we are getting it. All going for the hard one. The hitting, the punching, the ninja right there for you. And we're going to hit the final two subjects right now for you. And we're going to be hitting something, going to be putting the mentality of fighting. Why do we get to that level? What can we do to prevent to get to that level? Vengeance, because the Bible says, "Vengeance is mine," saith the Lord. Right. So guess what? We're going to talk about vengeance, getting back at somebody, backstabbing, sly comments with it. We're going to break it all down. We're going to review everything we've talked about this week and the last week, and we're going to bring it into one big subject. So everybody tuned in. It's going to be a hot one. This is Brother Alfred. This is Brother Kofi. And this is what we are, NSF Radio, live for you right there for you. And guess what? We want to say thank you for listening. And hopefully see you next week.
Let's start the show.
I believe in you.
Yeah.
And hold the door.
You're tuned in to NSF Radio.
In my deep
with your host, Brother Alfred, and co-host, Brother Kofi.
When I fall, and you may not think that I can.
Always remember, I may get down and I may fall down, but I'll always get back up. All right, people, thank you for listening. Have a good day and bless.